Our first scripture lesson today is taken from the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. Rejoice greatly, daughters of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See your king come to you, righteous and victorious, lowly riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. Our New Testament lesson is from the 11th chapter of Mark, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'What are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied to a doorway. And as they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut of the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heavens." And Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and all of our thoughts focus on Holy Week, gracious God, as we begin today. Amen. What do you call a parade of rabbits hopping backwards? A receding hairline. I'm giving you I'm giving you your dad jokes for next week when the family's gathered. What's the best month to have a parade? March. In fact, National Parade Day is March 4th. If January threw a parade, would February march? No, but April, May. And why are gay pride parades in the summer? Because pride cometh before a fall. That's enough. Growing up in Louisville, Kentucky, you can tell I'm a native because I pronounce it correctly. It is Louisville. It is not Louisville. It is Louisville. The month of April was spent getting ready for the Kentucky Derby, which is always held on the first Saturday in May. And there were lots of events leading up to the big race day. We would prepare by keeping close watch on the horses and the jockeys. That was an important thing. You know, which ones might be racing? Which did we think had a chance? There would be all sorts of picnics, and we'd go down to the riverfront and listen to the Belle of Louisville Calliope concerts. Then there was a balloon race, and then would come the Holy Week of Louisville, Derby Week. Two of the outstanding events were the great steamboat race between the Belle of Louisville and the Mississippi Queen out of Cincinnati, and the Derby Parade. Now, my second year in college, the parade theme was children's literature, and I helped work on the college float, a shining, glittering, golden dragon named Smaug from The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. And when he turned the corner and the light of the afternoon sun hit it, it just blazed in glory, and as a bonus, it breathed smoke. It was impressive. Now, some of you are familiar with the song, I Love a Parade. And if you are of my generation, you probably learned it like I did through a Looney Tunes cartoon. I mean, my earliest classical music education came from Bugs Bunny and the gang. And even Disney got into the act with the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. It's amazing how many songs speak of parades. 76 trombones led the big parade was a huge number from the Music Man. And in Funny Girl, Barbara Streisand belted out Don't Rain on My Parade. And in Hello, Dolly, it was Before the Parade Passes By. And the musical parade theme continues to this day with Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance, or Parade of the Bulls by Rage Against the Machine. So here we are on Palm Sunday, the threshold of Holy Week, and we have what could be considered a precursor to the Easter parade. But nobody's showing off their new hats. For some time, Jesus has been trying to prepare his disciples for what was going to happen when they get to Jerusalem. But unfortunately, they are still being the disciples, and they don't fully understand all of this talk about him being put to death. It just seems unfathomable to them. They are confused. They can't accept it. I mean, they have just witnessed Jesus raising his friend Lazarus from the dead. But they still don't understand what is awaiting them in Jerusalem. And the truth of the matter is, today's parade will be forgotten by the end of the week. And the same crowd shouting, Hosanna, will cry out, Crucify him. On the outskirts of Jerusalem, they approach the village of Bethphage. And Jesus tells two disciples to go ahead where they will find a colt tied. And they are instructed to bring it to Jesus, who tells them, if anybody says anything to you, the Lord needs them. And I love the way you read that scripture this morning, because immediately they untie it, and what happens? Someone's got to get into their business. And I love the way you said that. What are you doing untying that colt? Because can't you just hear someone saying that? But they answered as Jesus had instructed them to say, the Lord needs them. And then it was like, oh, okay, take it. The disciples did as they were instructed, and Jesus begins his entry into Jerusalem, which quickly becomes a triumphal parade. A large crowd gathers, and they spread their cloaks on the road, and they cut branches from palm trees, and the Son of David, Hosanna, highest heaven. I mean, here was Jesus, proclaimed Jews, arriving as a superstar grand marshal of the parade, entering Jerusalem in triumph. About to begin, the crowd in the city was unusually large, drawing about 2.5 million pilgrims to the city. I mean, the city was all abuzz with the news of his coming. I mean, you would have thought Taylor Swift was coming to town. People were asking, who is this? And the crowds were explaining, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the one we've been talking about. And Jesus arrives like a king, evoking images from several Old Testament prophets and history. I mean, Matthew makes explicit in this episode that Christ's life is fulfilling a prophecy found in Zechariah, in which the promised Savior, the King of Jerusalem, will be a humble monarch who enters on the back of a colt, very humbly. He doesn't arrive as a warrior king on a white charger, but on the back of a humble colt. And this image recalls the coronation of King Solomon, who inherited the throne from his father David. The laying of cloaks on the road recalls the anointing of Jehu as the king of Israel in 2 Kings. At the time of his anointing by a prophet, the people take their cloaks off and spread them under Jehu's feet. All of these symbolic acts reflect the covenants between God and the people, between God and the King of Israel, between God and the King of the Jews. And the crowds cry out the words from Psalm 118, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And they cry out, "Hosanna," meaning "God save us." They are enjoying this parade, believing that Jesus has come to set them free from Roman occupation. They are looking for a military coup in which they will be set free and the yoke of the Roman Empire will be cast down. But that's not the plan. Jesus comes in humility as a bringer of peace, not war. He comes to save the people from sin, not the tyranny of the empire. He comes to a cross to bring salvation. Today's parade will be followed by teaching in the temple, cleansing it from the money changers and those conducting business. The road will lead to an upper room where Jesus will gather to celebrate the Passover meal with his disciples. He will wash their feet to demonstrate servitude, and he will give them a new commandment to love one another. He will pass the bread and the cup and institute the sacrament we celebrate at the table. The road will continue onward through a night of betrayal and desertion, of prayer in a quiet garden, an arrest, a mock trial, a lashing, the denial of a close friend, and a sentence of death. The road will lead to a crown of thorns and a cross and a horrendous death. As we journey through Holy Week, let us stay focused on Jesus. We can celebrate and rejoice in today's parade and support one another as the events of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday unfold. The road will lead us face to face with the cross. Let us remain faithful and come through the darkness into the light of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.